Hello.
Oh, hi, Jordan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's
there
something...
supposed to be a payment. I talked to Hector maybe a week and a half ago. My business partner doesn't want to pay the $199 right now. It's super cold out. We're not really working. So having the funds to pay it, so I told him not to process the payment. So, and I told him, make sure you do not process the payment. And now, yeah, I got an email the other day about it didn't go through or something like that. So, yeah.
So I wonder if you have us confused with another company, because we don't have a Hector here and we don't have
Hector,
any.
Warren, something like that. Yeah. I think Jose.
Could
have been a Jose. Yeah, but he called me, I think it was like last Monday or the Monday before that. So I was told if you don't want to, because how I was explained, it's month by month. So they said to give you guys at least a 3 or 4 day heads up before you process the payment if you don't want to pay for that month. So I called up. Well, he called me. I was at the gym. I said, hey, call me back at 2. He called me at 2. I explained what was going on. And we went from there. So, but it always happens every time I try to stop a payment on something. They try to make you go through, but, and I keep getting phone calls about your site's not verified, this and that, please call us back. And it seems like this stuff's gotten real complicated. All I wanted you guys to do was get my name on Google, and that was it. So when people type in epoxy floors near me, my name pops up with everybody else. So, and it's on there. It finally got on there, but yeah, we haven't gotten any, and it's cold here, so obviously we're not going to get a bunch of phone calls and leads yet from people getting online, because I mean, we're in Illinois, we're sitting at like -5 right now, so, but yeah, I didn't want the payment to go through, that's why I told him not to do it, so, and I know stuff happens, I'm not irritated about it, but yeah, we're going to pick it back up once we get back going again. We can start paying you guys to kind of keep us up front and all that in front of everybody else. But for right now, yeah, we're not wanting to proceed with it right now. So I guess
okay.
We can pause it.
So, Jordan, I need to give you some options only because there's no record of a call last week. And in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to research this phone number, because the good news is all of our outgoing and incoming calls are recorded for quality assurance. And I'll see if there was any correspondence, you know, with anyone here at Local Splash with your number that discussed a cancellation. If for some reason there's not, then, you know, the good news is you're only past due for $199, because come February 12th, that will reoccur to $398, and that will continue to do
when,
so.
When I talked to Charlie from the word go, I told him I don't want to sign anything to be an automatic renewal, and he reassured me that there wasn't going to be an automatic renewal. So, yeah, I mean, if I have to, I just – and he told me there wasn't no contract. This is month by month. And that's why I didn't even want to do this in the first place until we started to get busier with work. But I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do it. Maybe we'll start to get some phone calls, because we're a brand new company. So I'm just trying to get us online so people can find us on the internet. That's, I mean, everybody needs the internet to search for pizza, nails, clothes, whatever. And he told me this wasn't going to happen. So that's kind of frustrating. Now that you say, oh, well, yeah, it does happen. So yeah,
send the terms and conditions in writing, because all of our subscriptions are on an automatic renewal, and we ask you to acknowledge that with your e-signature, because, you know.
I'll pay the $199 for January, but I don't want an automatic renewal. I don't want to use it then if it's going to keep doing that, because if I'm slow on work and I don't have money to go into that account, then I'm not going to keep getting an automatic renewal charge, and it keeps getting charged every single month. So. I got to do to cancel it or whatever.
Here's what I would suggest, Jordan, because I hear everything that you're saying and I understand your frustration. But as you just relayed, you are finally coming up on the Google listing under epoxy flooring.
Yeah.
And that is something that typically takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming to get to that positioning.
Yeah,
so if you were to cancel now, what would happen is everything that we've done in getting you ranked would unravel, the website would come down, and it would dramatically affect your business. So what
Charlie said that wouldn't happen. He said even if you call and pause or you don't want to continue, you would still continue to be on Google. We just don't push your
you
company.
Will.
And,
you'll continue to be on Google, but you're going to be out there buried somewhere. You're not going to be on the first page, because one thing that you have to understand, especially since you're in a highly competitive market for what you do, is that Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5 to 6 to 7 times every single day, right? So
yeah.
When you have our services, every time a new revision comes through, even if it's every 20 minutes throughout the day, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates the information and refreshes the data, and that's how we ensure that you will never fall off the first page. But if an account cancels, yes, you'll still have a Google listing, but with nobody going in doing those algorithm updates, it's absolutely going to get buried and it's going to fall off the first page. And statistically speaking, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off of page 1, but
I don't ever go to the second page either. Trust me, I know what you're saying. That's why I signed up in the first place, but what I was told on the phone is completely different than what you're telling me. And then all of a sudden, you guys send a giant 20-page agreement thing. And reassure me, he's like, a lot of people don't read it, but I'm going to tell you right now, he's like, it's month to month. If you don't want to do this, you don't have to do this. Don't have to do that. So I was like, okay. But, yeah, I definitely want to keep using you guys because you keep us on that first page. When I search something online, I don't ever go to the 3rd, 4th, 5th page. So,
no one does. Even the second page, they don't. Less than 1% will go to even page 2. So,
I had a masonry company that I had on Google that I had on the first page, so I know how this stuff works. But when I talked to this Jose guy, I told him, not really thinking about continuing, so he was going to call me back and talk to me. I was busy at the time. I was on a job. But, I'll get the $199 paid, and I want to continue to use it, but I also have to deal with the business partner also that doesn't use the internet. He's a lot older than I am. He's a word-of-mouth kind of guy, so he doesn't really see spending $200 a month, and we haven't gotten any phone calls yet, which, granted, I think it's only been maybe 2 or 3 weeks we've been on Google, and it's cold here, so not a lot of people are going to start jumping online and want to start getting epoxy floors done, because we can't do it outside right now.
You know what you could do in the meantime that will give you even better results? And I'm going to help you with this. I'll send you an email that will help you, but I want you to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google business page. So
to do work for people to get on there and do it. So we haven't had any calls. I mean, I could call old customers and like, hey, can you get on Google and jump on there? But people don't like to be bothered after you're done. I'm 37 years old. I've been doing masonry work since 2003. People don't like getting calls. They're like, hey, can you jump on Google? I got a website. Can you review it? Once new calls and stuff start coming in, I can have them get on there. Because I understand the 5 stars and reviews, like my Facebook page. I tell people, hey, jump on Facebook, leave me a review, leave me some stars. So when people click on my name, it takes them a link to the Facebook. I got all my pictures of my work and stuff on my Facebook page. I understand how the stars and the reviews
work.
Yeah,
so you know how it works.
Before.
How it works. So, but here's the thing, is you don't have to send this to a new client. And the email, the reason it works so good is that, and I know this because I'm in internet marketing, and trust me, I know how important reviews are for a business. So I've had situations where I've been very happy with something, and I've told the owner, you know, look, I'm going to go home and I'm going to write something nice about you. And then once I'm out of that moment, the idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, especially if it's a past client of yours, right?
Yeah.
So the reason this email works is it's already hyperlinked to your Google listing, and it'll say, thank you for using L2 Epoxy Coating. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And even if most people don't, let's just say that that you get one here or there, it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to actually achieve the five-star ranking on Google. So
yeah.
I already sent that to you, Jordan. It's in your inbox.
Okay.
So you can, you know, it's self-explanatory. It's super simple to use. But if you have any questions, you can call me. And in the event that you don't have a past client's email, you can also forward the link to them via text message. So,
okay.
Yeah, that might help you a little bit. And then what I can do, because all of our subscriptions are on an automatic renewal, there's no way to prevent that. But once you get the payment up to speed, is
yeah.
I'll push the next billing out 30 days for you. So let's say you can't pay till the 20th. I'll push the next one out to February 20th, so you'll get a whole extra month. And then I can send you a little email reminder maybe a week ahead of time, just, hey, Jordan, Local Splash will renew on this date. That way, if you decide at any point you don't want to continue, you'll get a little flag before that. So you wouldn't have
yeah.
to call us and worry about that moving forward, okay?
Yeah, because it's not going to be, once it starts taking off, it's like I'm not going to continue to pay a bunch of money to use a service if it starts taking off. Right now, having you guys doing all the marketing and all that, it's a big help to me because I'm not a marketing guy. I do concrete floor. So
yes.
Yeah, let me get the payment caught up, and then if we continue to use it or if we don't, I'll give you guys a plenty of heads up. A week
yes.
or two or something like that going into February if we're going to use it still. And if not,
okay.
then we'll pick it back up in March and go from there. So,
yeah,
that
sounds good. Yeah, because I know you're right on the cusp of where this is going to do some solid things for your business. I think that that's the smartest thing that you can do. And don't worry if you need a little bit of time. What I'll do is I'll make a note, and the system tries to process it once daily. But if for
yeah.
some reason we're still having trouble, I'll follow up with you in a week or so, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, and have a great rest of your week, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.